Okay. Oh, goodness, we're working. Isn't that wonderful?
Perfect.
Yes. All right, folks, thanks for listening today. It's the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And today in the studio is Catherine Enders. And first, we want to invite you all to just sit down and enjoy yourself for our show today. Thanks for listening. It's episode number 213, and it's March the 15th of 2018. Beautiful kind of a midwinter day here. It's not double digits minus something, but it's certainly not warm yet. We're looking forward to the spring. Catherine's our guest today, and I ask all my guests, Catherine, let's play a song from your collection here. Which one do you want to play first?
Oh, good question. Let's play Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.
Okay, I think I have that tuned up. And with that, folks, we'll play the song, we'll come back, talk to some more to Catherine, and just settle in. We're going to have an hour of conversation, and just hang in with us today. See you in a short bit.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot. Hi, this is Jason Atwater from the North Dumfries Fire Department. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis, and you're listening to The Agricultural Show here on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7.
We're back. And thanks for listening today, folks, to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 102.7. It's your host, Jeff Steger. With me in the studio is Catherine Enders. And that's a great song, Catherine. Why do you like that song? Why you pick that one?
So that's a song that I've been listening to for years. I remember first hearing that when I was a kid. I think the song was released in the 70s. And I just feel like we've been talking about environmental issues for decades. And, yeah. you know, I'm not sure why it's taking so long to solve these things, because I remember hearing about them when I was a kid, and at that time it felt like we had already been talking about it for many decades. And so I feel like this song just really shows that it takes a long time to fix these issues, and a lot of people really need to be involved at the grassroots level. And that's really why I got into this line of work. I wanted to be able to point to something concrete that I could say I did for the environment. Number of acres saved, number of farms saved, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting to that, more of that thing, but let's get to know you first, Catherine.
Sure.
Tell us about yourself. How many people are sitting around a table at the Enders family Christmas dinner?
Tell us about yourself. Yeah, I don't have a huge family. I have a couple aunts and uncles and cousins and parents and grandparents. And Christmas is always a fun place at my house. It usually rotates between aunts and uncles and my parents.
And where do all those people live? Are they up there in the good old Bruce County? I'm just taking a guess. Where's home?
So I'm from Hamilton, and all of my family is in Hamilton as well. So we're all pretty close, within about a 10 or 15 minute drive.
Very nice. So you have a nice little crew you get together for the holidays. You don't happen to have any, we're just going to know you. You don't have to be a rock climber or building a boat in the basement or any other kind of square dancing, anything like that. What do you do besides your work?
Rock climbing would be fun. I've done rock climbing indoors a few times. That's always fun. I like things that have adrenaline with them. So I've been skydiving a few times back in the day. I like to travel. So I've spent, in the past, I spent about 6 months living and working in New Zealand and Australia.
Very nice.
I travel as much as I can. Last year, I went to Hungary to visit some family. Not a ton of time for hobbies. Work takes up a lot of my time.
Well, looking forward to talking about that part of the show with you, what you do. We've gotten to get to know you a little bit. Let's play another song here. What would you like to listen to next here? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay, so the next song I've got is Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Okay, let me find it on my gear. You go ahead and tell us, I just love to know, have you actually seen these guys in concert?
I've not, no. Is
it on your wish list?
I'm not able to get out to a lot of concerts, but I think it would be really fun to go and see them in concert. This song to me is mostly about making changes in the world and in your life. So taking a look and seeing, can we improve things in the world, and what can we do, and how can we get involved to protect the environment more? And that's really what this song encompasses to me. It's kind of showing, this one's a little apocalyptic, if you will. So it's
that works. That's okay.
But I think it gets the message across that we really all need to step up, and it's a team effort, and nobody else is going to do it for us.
Do you remember when you first heard this song? How did this come across in your playlist?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's just been on the radio for the last year or so, maybe longer. I'm not really sure. But I think it's a catchy song with pretty good lyrics, and I think it just really shows the message that we all need to work together to protect the environment.
Okay, let's play it, and we'll be right back. Today is March 15th, episode number 213, and with me is Catherine Enders. Oh my gosh. See you in a short bit. We'll be back.
Radioactive!
We're back. That is Imagine Dragons, and the song is
Radioactive.
Radioactive. That's a real good song. I asked you in the break there, where did you hear that one?
I just remember hearing it on the radio maybe a year ago or so, and it's a catchy tune, but I also really like the message of it as well.
Yeah, very nice. Holy smokes. I just forgot I was going to play another little promo for some of our previous listeners. I think through the magic of... Maybe I'll just play that. So, good thing I can mash all this up later and get it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I'm making myself some extra work by doing this way. But here we go. Let's try this. Let's do this guy right here.
This is Peter Hunton speaking. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
Today's guest is Catherine Enders, and she's become a pro at Facebook Live here. And we're going to continue on our show. We've had a great time so far talking about who Catherine is and the family down there by Hamilton. And now I'm going to ask Catherine to tell us, Catherine, what do you do?
So I work for the Ontario Farmland Trust, and basically the Ontario Farmland Trust protects farmland in Ontario. But I'll give you a bit of background maybe as to how I got here.
Please.
So I actually grew up just outside of Hamilton, kind of on the edge of the Niagara Fruitlands. And when I was growing up in the 90s, I remember there was a lot of discussion around protecting that land because there were a lot of people who wanted to sell that land to developers. And I remember being a kid thinking that, you know, we would need that land to produce food. And, you know, I wondered why it should be the decision of one person to decide whether, you know, that land could produce food in perpetuity forever. And so that was kind of my first interest in protecting farmland, just thinking that, you know, we need to be able to feed ourselves as a province. And so maybe we need to have a strategy around what we do with that farmland. And then I didn't think about it too much more. you know, I went to school, I did my undergrad at Brock, and then I did a master's at Waterloo, but I was always interested in environmental issues, and so mostly I worked in outreach and education, just talking about protecting water resources or, you know, sustainable transportation, biodiversity, all of those sorts of issues, and that was all really valuable, but I really wanted to do something on the ground and actually make a real tangible difference to the environment. And that's when I started seeing how much farmland was really being lost. It seemed like everywhere I looked, you know, new subdivisions were popping up, farmland was disappearing, and it just felt like it was happening really, really fast. So I started looking into the Ontario Farmland Trust and really liked what they do. Their mission is protecting farmland, and they do that with agricultural easement agreements, which are legal agreements that they place on farms with farmers who want to do that. So farmers actually come to us to ask us to protect their farms, and we work with them to be able to do that.
It's a great idea. There's some initiatives in the states like that at various locations that the response to people's concerns about what can I do to preserve farmland for whatever reason I consider it valuable, whether it's aesthetics or whether it would produce food. And this is a mechanism where a person could do something in that regard. They could contact you and talk about, hey, let's have an agreement where this land is preserved for agriculture.
That's right. And even if you don't have a farm, you can still get involved in the movement. If you believe that protecting farmland is important, you can go to our website and find out more. And you can also sign up to be a member of the Ontario Farmland Trust, which basically just shows your support for protecting agriculture. And if you do have a farm and you want to talk about how you can protect that when the farm is no longer in your hands, then you can certainly get in contact with us, and we can work with you to do that.
Yeah. Great stuff. How long have you guys been
So we've been around for about 12 years. Yep. So we're a charitable organization. We're based out of the University of Guelph, but we cover all of Ontario. So right now we have 12 farms protected in Ontario, and we're working on three more currently. So it is, you know, there's a lot more work to do. There's a lot of farmland that needs protecting. We have more farmers that want to work with us than we can afford to work with, because protecting a farm with these legal agreements can be quite costly. And so a lot of my job is actually to raise funds to be able to protect those farms. But there really is a lot more to do. This is the strongest tool we have right now to protect a farmland forever. So this legal agreement remains on the property. Even after the current farmer sells their farm to somebody else, that legal agreement remains, and that farm remains as farmland forever.
So people can go online. First step would be, is it Ontario Farmland Trust?
OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Okay. And you also can meet people, because I suspect you're probably out to a whack of trade shows, and wherever you get a chance to put a booth up and meet people.
That's right.
And boy, do you go to the Royal Winter Fair? Like, how? It could get crazy going to all these year shows. But
we have limited staff, so we can't be everywhere, but we try and be as many places as we can.
Okay.
Once a year, we actually host a farmland forum, and that moves around Ontario. So this year, our farmland forum is on April the 5th, and it's in Prince Edward County.
Okay.
There's still tickets available, so if you would like to learn more about farmland, we really encourage you to come to that. You can go on our website and buy tickets for that. And it's just really a great day where farmers, planners, policymakers all come together to discuss the important issues facing our farms.
Good stuff. So if you're so inclined, lots of avenues to get a hold of Catherine and her crew there, talk about Farmland Trust website and some shows, and also the summit that you put on once a year.
That's right.
Okay. That's super. We'll come back and review some of those things, because there's always more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play another song now, and then we'll come back and talk about agriculture a bit. Give us your third collection. I'll see if I can find it here on all our
devices. So the third song I've got is Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up.
Okay, did I find that one? I think I got one of the Luke Bryan songs.
Oh, I've also got Luke Bryan, Rain is a Good Thing, if you found that one.
Well, I got one of them, so let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, I think I have here... Kick the Dust Up.
Perfect.
Now, why do you like this song? Tell us a little bit about this guy.
So this is just a fun song about farming. you know, I think Luke Bryan grew up on a farm. His father had a peanut farm, so he grew up outdoors. The song really shows that farmers work hard and they have fun doing it. a lot of Luke's songs are about farming, and every year he actually does a farm tour where he performs concerts on popular farms in local areas. So it was really hard for me to pick one of his songs because so many of them are good, and I think we might have time for another Luke Bryan song later. But basically all of his songs are fun and quirky, good to dance to, and they just celebrate farming and agriculture in a really, really fun way.
Have you seen this guy in concert? Are you a concert?
I haven't, but I would love to.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, good to hear it. All right, let's play it. We'll come back and just stay locked in, folks. Go out, freshen up that coffee. Right back with Catherine Enders.
Kick the dust up. Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this corner. Get on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all'll be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out. Dust up, back it on up, fill your cup up, that's what's up, up, let's kick the dust up.
Hi, I'm Catherine Enders from the Ontario Farmland Trust. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
There you go. Thanks so much for doing that, Catherine. That's great. You have a good voice for radio.
Thank you so much.
Moving right along really well. That's perfect. All right, let's get back to our show here. And all my guests are such wonderful guests like yourself. Come in, take time from a busy day, do the show, and then do a little promo that we can use for other shows. So Thanks for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get talking some more about it. We're reading along really pretty darn good here. We talked first segment a little bit about who you are, and then a little bit more about what you do. Now, the third segment, I'd like to ask guests like yourself. So, what do you know about agriculture? So, like, if someone walked in off the street and said, mm-hmm. what do you know about agriculture? Like, would you talk about I can imagine so many things. You talk about through the lens of your work. You talk it through the lens of your life experience, your family down in the Hamilton area, in a rural area. Mm-hmm. You know, so what would you tell a typical Ontarian city about agriculture? What would you say?
So to me, agriculture is all about food production. The farmers are really the ones that are supporting everybody in this province and everybody in Canada. They're growing the food that we need. You know, they say that you need a doctor once a year, but you need a farmer three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I don't think we realize just how much we rely on farmers for really everything that we have. You know, if those of us that live in the cities don't venture out into the country that often or into rural areas, we might not realize just how much hard work goes into it. But farmers are hardworking, and I mean, they just really feed all of us, and mm-hmm. I'm just so appreciative of that.
And obviously you're preserving farmland, so you do contact the farmers and to do your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? You know, they do a little of hard work, but they're also environmentalists because they contact you to, like, they're concerned about the environment too.
There's certainly, right? There's a lot of farmers that are environmentalists, right. And I think farmers really, they work the land, and it's in their best interest, and they know that to protect the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need that soil to grow the food, and so if they don't care for it, if they don't steward it, then they won't be able to do that. So farmers really do care for the land. But economics are important too, right? If
right.
The more they care for the land, you know, the better crop production they'll get.
And so they know that it's environmentally sound, and they want to make sure that continues. Good farming is environmentally sound, and so if you can continue that on by preserving that land,
exactly,
should work.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of farmers want to keep their land in production even after they're not the farmer on it, and so that's why they come to us. They want to make sure that, you know, in 10, 20, 50 years, 100 years, that mm-hmm. this land that they've worked so hard on and invested so much time into actually remains in farming.
Mm-hmm. So not all the potential donors and donors sold to date are farmers. Some are probably landowners by happenstance, or it's not important that I know it, but I just wonder, what's the typical?
Yeah, I think most of them are farmers or have grown up in the farming community. Some of them are landowners and just rent their farms out.
Yes.
I think all of the ones that we've worked with have actually lived on the farm at some point, mm-hmm. or grew up in a farming community, and that's why farming is so important to them and preserving the land.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great program. I wonder, by assuming that the Americans have probably done this, or other countries more aggressive than we have in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
What has happened in other jurisdictions?
So in the States, they've actually been protecting land through easement agreements for much longer than we have. And so mm-hmm. they have, I don't know the numbers offhand, but maybe a few million acres of farmland protected,
yeah.
Whereas in Canada, legislation came out, I think it's the Conservation Lands Act that came out, I don't want to quote the year here, but it's more recent than the Americans have been doing this. And so, you know, in Canada, there might be 12,000 acres protected for agriculture, and in the States, there's, you know, probably close to a million or maybe more.
Okay, so pretty active program. A lot's going on out there, so it's nothing new, but another option that you can do in Ontario to preserve farmland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just for curiosity, we have a bit more time here. Yeah, what's your experience in agriculture? Did you ever go and pick tobacco or have a market garden when you were a kid?
That's funny.
On a farm for a while.
So I grew up in a suburb, so I actually I don't have a ton of experience. You know, farming, but, you know, my grandparents did work on a tobacco field, and my grandparents actually grew up in a rural village with no running water and no electricity. So they grew mm-hmm. all of their own food. They had their own animals. And so it really is in my roots. Although I didn't have much experience with it. You know, when I was a kid, it was just strawberry picking, blueberry picking, maybe a little horseback riding, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, we didn't have a ton of exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did eat every day, and so farming really was important to us.
Well, I think people, I think people really like this to hear about agriculture from the perspective, actually in the scheme of things, to be honest. You identify, you brought up in the suburbs, maybe not a farmer, but sometimes people like yourself who come in from not farming background have some of the most wonderful insights on your new adopted industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. like nothing like walking the other person's shoes to see what it's like. Mm-hmm. I get farmers in and they'll talk about what they know, but they've lived it. But then you have a valuable insight as do you identify as a farmer or non-farmer?
Personally, I'm a non-farmer, but I'm certainly a farm supporter.
Exactly. So what did you, this is where I'm going with the thing, not only a specific question, just ask for your reflection, from a perspective coming from a non-farm background, what have you learned about agriculture that you didn't know before?
Oh, I've learned a lot about agriculture.
There you go.
I mean, so many of our board members are farmers and people that I work with every day are farmers. And,
yeah.
I mean, they're just kind, warm people and then they're so hardworking. Mm-hmm. The long hours that they put in, and I went to a conference. I went to a few conferences this year, and just the knowledge that they have about chemistry and like organic matter and soil composition—it's, it's really technical. Some of it,
yeah.
It's, you need a lot of education and a lot of experience to be able to do this. I certainly couldn't do it without years and years of training.
Yep.
And so I really respect all of the farmers that I've worked with.
And as far as that's the people involved, what have you learned about the agriculture in general? Anything, any insights there? Did you know what it took to grow all kind of crops? What do you know about agriculture from a technical perspective that you didn't know before?
Oh, from a technical perspective. Agriculture... I hear a phone ringing here.
Yeah,
I don't know if our listeners can hear that.
Well, that's odd. I think I better put that on mute. Let me just go over here and fix this guy up.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I mean, from
that's
a technical
odd.
Standpoint, I'm learning, what crops work well together and that there's certain rotations that, things that you can plant in the field to help your next crop grow better because you want to introduce certain nutrients.
Yeah.
Just ways that you can protect the soil from runoff and things that you can plant together that work well together. Gosh, there's so much, and I can't even pretend to know very much about it because it's so technical and there's so many details. And I really just know a drop in the bucket. But the farmers that I work with, they teach me new things every day.
Right. I'm glad to ask the question. That's great. I hope you don't mind our casual nature of our show, folks. We like to think of our show as just two people talking in the back of the garage or something like that. We're at Beaver's Bot Factory. There's a construction going on, people going by, the phone rings, so don't be alarmed. That's just one of the things we like to emphasize, how we're just two people doing the best we can here.
That's right.
So so guess what, Rick? It's time to almost play another song here.
Okay.
11 o'clock. Let's, what have I got here? Let's see, what would I play next?
So do you have the other Luke Bryan song, Rain is
no,
a Good Thing?
I
no,
that
you couldn't
one.
Find that?
Well, not yet. Maybe I'll just get busy
okay.
typing in a second.
Or I've got Sarah Harmer, Escarpment Blues.
I have that.
Okay, let's do that one.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this song. How did you manage to pick this song? Why do you like it?
I first heard of Sarah Harmer when I was doing my undergrad at Brock. I took a music and geography course, and we looked at some of Sarah Harmer's songs. She's a local activist. She's born and raised in Burlington, and I just appreciate how involved she is in environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really strong advocate. She spoke out about aggregate mining along the escarpment, and this song in particular shows how vulnerable farming is to all kinds of pressures. So not just urban development, but also aggregate extraction,
mm-hmm.
landfills, even solar panels. Don't get me wrong, I love solar panels.
Yeah.
I'm a renewable energy fanatic. However, farmland, I don't believe is the place for them. There are so many places that we can put solar panels that are not on farmland.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many places that we can put housing that is not on farmland.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nowhere else that we can farm except for the good land that we currently have. And so it's so important to protect that.
Well, that's another whole show. You probably got stats like that. I'm really fascinated by, if, generally speaking, this is probably, but in Canada,
mm-hmm.
only 0.5% of our land is prime farmland.
That's right.
And that's like 50 miles either side of the 401.
That's right. And
that's it.
What happens is people settle where there's good farmland. So,
yep.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So all of our best farmland is really in the GTA area. Yeah. And it makes sense that's where the population pressures are, because people settle where there's good soil and they settle near water. And we are blessed to have a lot of good farmland in this area and access to fresh, clean water. And so that's why people settled here. And that's why we have the population pressures that we have now. So I think we just need to be really careful and conscious about the way that we grow going forward to make sure that we actually leave ourselves a lot of that farmland and enough to produce the food that we need. I think it's really important to be self-sufficient in terms of food in this province.
So I accidentally segued away. If we're going to play the song first and then we're going to come back, it's actually
okay.
Let's play the song. Just stay locked in, folks. Warmed up coffee. We'll see you in a short bit.
Everyone is going to run away, and the creeks won't flow to the great lake below. Water in the well still be okay. If they blow a hole in the backbone, the one that runs across the muscles of the land, well, we might get a load of stone for the road, but I don't know how much longer we can stand.
This is Bruce Muirhead from the University of Waterloo and agricultural historian. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio, the WRMR producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, I'm David McConaughey. As somebody who wants to communicate an idea or build engagement with citizens across our community, community radio gives me a platform in which I can convey my ideas, my inspirations, my hopes, my dreams, and gives me a chance to reach out one-on-one to hundreds at a time. So again, I love community radio. I'm sure you love community radio. Thank you.
And thanks for listening in today, folks. My guest today is Catherine Enders, and we've been talking about Ontario Farmland Trust. We're talking about some great music. We've been talking about all kinds of fun things. So that's Sarah Harmer, and you know, we sort of almost got ahead of ourselves last segment, which is fine because we're sort of talking a little bit about what you would tell people to agriculture. But officially, this is the part where we kind of review what's going on with you and our topic and our guests. So let's just start there, and then we can finish fill in some blanks if there are any. So first of all, you're a Hamilton girlie, and you've graduated from university, and now you are the executive director at Ontario Farmland Trust?
Yes.
And you are encouraging or helping, facilitating people who wish to donate their land, or to keep it, is it to protect
so it's
from
to
development?
It's to protect their land and to keep it in farming. So it's protecting it from development, it's protecting it from landfills, it's protecting it from aggregate extraction, from severances and subdivisions.
Yeah.
It's really just to maintain the land as a farm forever.
Okay, so to do that capacity, you run a once a year workshop and you attend various events and maintain a website where people can find out more about this and see if it fits preserving their farm is suits their needs and financial needs and so on.
That's right. And we encourage anyone who has a farm and is thinking of or would like to have more information about protecting it just to get in contact with us and have a conversation. Sometimes that's the easiest way to explain this. It can be kind of a complicated, it sounds complicated, the process, but it's really not that complicated. Basically, we're protecting a farm through a legal agreement that the landowner helps us craft. And then we just make sure that that land stays in farming. So when that land is passed on to the next owner, we work with that future owner to make sure that they're honoring the donor's wishes. And people don't have to donate their farm outright. They're basically just donating an interest in the property. It's called an easement. And so they still own the farm. They can farm on it as they wish. And it just means that when the next owner takes over the farm, that we're still involved in protecting it.
I think we should have another picture here because we see the back of your head. Touch one of the other buttons there. Check another one out.
How's that?
How's that look?
Better.
Okay. It's like to change that. With our Facebook Live, we can be like directors. All right, so that's good to hear. We talked a little bit about the you like Luke Bryant, but you haven't been to see a concert yet.
That's
right?
True.
Okay.
I haven't been to see a lot of concerts. It's something on my to-do list. I really haven't had a chance to get out and see much.
Yeah. So Luke Bryan would be it. Are you living in the Guelph area? Where's headquarters for the Farmland Trust?
So the Farmland Trust is run out of the University of Guelph.
Okay.
We have some good partnerships with some professors there that we really appreciate, but we do work all over Ontario, so I'm often on the road to different places. Okay. And our Farmland Forum this year is in Prince Edward County, so it's further east than we've ever been. So
that's pretty nice. They're pretty famous for their ecotourism or tourism with their wines and all kinds of apples products.
They certainly are. So it's a great place for the forum to be to happen this year, and we hope to see a lot of people out for it.
Yeah, land of lots of windmills down there too, I think, on the island.
I believe on the island, yeah.
Yeah, so good choice. So, you know, like this is supposed to like just kind of like gather up some loose ends and so on. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself, the Farmland Trust? You know, go to the website. What else can people do here? What should people know about the Farmland Trust?
Well, in Ontario, we're losing 175 acres of farmland every day. Mm-hmm. And now that's slowed down. It used to be 350 acres of farmland per day that we were losing in Ontario, but our most recent census shows us that it's 175 acres, which is still a lot. And that's just because we have so much population pressure in this area, but it's really important that we have enough food to feed all of those people.
Yeah.
And one thing that I think about is a lot is the future, and like there's so much uncertainty in terms of food production. So I'm thinking of things like climate change, even political uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know where our food is coming from, and we have to be able to feed ourselves in Ontario. And, you know, if we can't, we just don't know what will happen in the future, and we just leave ourselves vulnerable to a lot of risk. So, I mean, I don't think we will ever look back and say, oh man, we protected too much farmland. That was such a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will ever say that.
That's a good point. I like that, yeah.
And we can never undo it once we pave over it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so important to protect literally every piece of farmland that we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's fun when you hear like nice little concise statements like that. Good work. That was a good one. You know, it reminds me of an old construction workers' screed, and that is essentially that he's never heard of a building that was built too high.
Mm.
They always see low and the water runs in. Don't worry about putting your foundation a good foot and a half above ground level.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could never plan enough for the future, and no one will ever look back and say, why did you protect that farmland?
Yeah,
like, it can only be a good thing for us to save it. And that's really what the Ontario Farmland Trust is about. So if you're interested, you know, go to our website, find out more, get in contact with us, sign up to be a member, and come out to one of our events. Say hi, and let's just have a conversation.
Yeah, no, good. And I hope people do. The website, we'll put it on the podcast when we post it to make sure people have a chance to look at that. I think it's almost time to play another song here again, Catherine. What do you want to play here next?
Okay, so I think you got that Luke Bryan song, the second one, Rain is a Good Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that one.
You like that one? Here we go. Now, I'm not too sure what we got here. We're kind of doing this by a wing and a prayer versus a YouTube, and we're not too sure what's ahead of it. But let's play it, and we'll come back and talk some more with Catherine.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys. Take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. It's a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Denise Hockaday from the Climate Corporation. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at channel 946, and on the internet. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A., and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
Yeah, so that's our show to date so far, folks. I just want to thank Catherine, but I got one last question for you, Catherine, and anything else you want to add to the show. But
sure.
My last question for you is, so what are you doing the next 2 hours and 2 days and 2 weeks and 2 months and 2 years, 20 years if you want, but just started 2 days. What are you doing the next 2 hours?
Wow, next 2 hours. I'm going home to catch up on some emails.
Yeah.
I've got some paperwork to do on one of the farms that we are protecting. So I just need to work through that and talk to the farmer and clear up some of the nuances in that agreement. And right. So that's what I'm doing the next 2 hours. The next 2 days and 2 weeks, we're really getting ready for our farmland forum because that's on April 5th. So it's kind of all hands on deck for that, getting prepared, getting everything ready for that conference. And the next 2 months, just working through and protecting some farms. We'll have summer students starting in the summer, hopefully.
Okay.
And
When is that conference you're putting on?
April 5th.
April. Okay, so that's next 2 months, yeah.
April 5th.
Yep.
And you know, over the summer, we'll have summer students that are out at farmers markets and events. So if you see them, say hi to them.
Okay.
Strike up a conversation about why they believe in protecting farmland. Next 2 years, I would say just protecting as many farms as we possibly can. And so my job is raising funds to protect more farms. So the more funds we raise, the more farms we protect. And that's really the end goal, is just number of acres protected, number of farms protected forever.
Mm-hmm. Nice stuff. That's 2 years, for 20 years, what are you going to do? You're going to climb Mount Everest? What are you up to?
20 years, that's a big question. I don't know that anyone's ever asked me that. In the next 20 years, I hope to still be working in the charitable sector because I really like this sector, and everyone's so collaborative, and, you know, we all have the same goals of, you know, making the world just a little bit better, and so I hope to still be working in the field and doing some of this important work, and I hope to be able to point back to a lot of good things that I've done over my career.
Right.
Climbing Mount Everest, probably not, but maybe starting to travel the world a little more if I have the time.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, holy smokes, the time goes by, and you're welcome back anytime you like. Maybe we'll get some of the board members from the Farmland Trust. Catherine, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a lot of fun and the great music. Thanks for being a guest in Agriculture.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
All right. So with that, folks, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week. Come back next Tuesday. We'll be back with episode number 120. No, this is episode 213, 214. And our next episode with Mark Schmuck, I believe, is coming up in the township of Dumfries. And so with that, thanks for listening in. If you eat this week, thank a farmer, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.